Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in a Raisa is Pesachim Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Pesachim Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We left off. We reached the bottom of Lamed Beis and Beis with Tapal Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to go back to the Afra Papa Hadabay just to get our bearings. The Afra Papa Hadabay is Lamed Beis and Beis, roughly 12 first lines off in the bottom of the page on Lamed Beis and Beis. One quick point before we start: the shaila was raised last week. We had discussed that if you have Chamesh Avav Pesach, of course it's going to be Aser, it's Aser to have Anam, Aser by Yid, Aser to have Anam, Aser to eat, for sure. The question came up, we remembered a story about the store that belongs to Yid, and the workers were Goyim, or belongs to the Goy, and the workers were Yidin. What happens to Chamesh that's found after Pesach in that store? And Asher Alexander raised the question, in general, Chamesh in a regular person's house, why is there ever concern after Pesach? He for sure was Mevatel the Chamesh. And if not, he for sure sold the chametz. So I asked the shayla to Rabbi Kanner Shlita, what's takalacha? First of all, it's chametz that was not amongst the cabinet that he blocked off for the stuff that he sold. He was mevatel chametz. He also sold chametz of his house. What's the halacha of the chametz? So he said, very interesting, if the person sold the chametz, typically in the transaction of the sale of chametz, the sale is for any chametz in his house. So that box of Cheerios that was outside. Our example was he bought it with the Pesach order and happened to get a box of chametz ticket chairs with Pesach order. So he certainly didn't put it aside with his chametz stuff. But the bottom line is, part of the contract or the sale typically is any chametz in my house, I'm selling to you. So if you to the guy, so it would be included in the sale, even though it wasn't in that area which it's supposed to be. It would be included in the sale, and therefore would not be a problem. I said, so what happened if he didn't sell the chametz? That's easy. Then make sure he gets rid of all his chametz. Doesn't sell the chametz, but whatever he has left, he's mevatel it. He said that would not. Interesting. Bittel would not. The guy with the issur of chametz of Pesach, even though he's mevatel his chametz, bittel alone. If he's mamish mafkir, this we get into the nuances of chiluk and bittel hefker. If he mamish used the lashon of hefker, then perhaps there could be conversation. But we hold lemais that bittel mevatel the chametz in order to get rid of any bayar b'yamatzah. He said you won't be a bayar b'yamatzah. Ironically enough, you're not a bayar b'yamatzah. But there's still going to be an Isser Chamesh of Pesach. That's halacha. The Isser Chamesh of Pesach, the Gzeir Darban of Chamesh of Pesach is still going to apply any Chametz that was in your domain. Bittel alone, correct. And Bittel alone is not going to be sufficient for that. So interesting, if he sold the Chametz, it's okay. So to answer your question, but if he's Mevatla, not sufficient, will still be a problem. Okay, so now back to our Rav Papa. So we had a Machlekes, really Rav Papa, but what was Rav Papa going on? Machlekes Tanakhama Bashal, when it comes to the Isser, we got involved in the conversation of the Isser being Truman, that one has to pay a Chamesh. We reasoning out this conversation, so he's talking about eating chuma of chametz on Pesach, but you have to pay back. You have to pay back when he's chuma, he's not kain. You have to pay back a keren plus the base value plus a chaymish. So the discussion was, we have to pay back for chametz on Pesach, which has no value. So you're paying based on value, it pays based on volume. That was the conversation on the earlier Gemara. But then we got into the discussion, b'chlau, how much does one have to eat of chuma to be chayev? And Tanakhama said he has to eat a kezayis, any other sechila. Abishal says, no, the Isra Achila is Shavapruta, because it's Lashav Anasan, where you give the Kain, Anasan, so it's a matter of Nasina, as a Shavapruta. That was the Machlekes. Came along Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, who says that Rav Papa, there is a question of Abishal, and Rav Papa says that who says that Abishal doesn't hold the both? Abishal holds you need both the Kesayas and a Shavapruta. That is what we're going on. So comes with the Mara now and says, Afra Papa had debate. The Mara asked a question of Rav Papa. We asked a stira on Papa that we have put a raya there, but Abishol does not hold you need both. And then the Mara now that we're up to says, Afra Papa, Rav Papa himself also was hadar, meaning on this statement there, if Papa held in Abishol, you need both Shavapruta, which is what Abishol says. And Abishol agrees according to Rav Papa, you need Kesayas. No, he's not going to be Chayzer. All he holds, he needs Shavapruta, not Kesayas. Rav Papa himself was Chayzer. So we're going to bring, I don't, it's not going to be long winded, but we're going to bring a Shaka Vataya. We're from the Shaka Vataya, it's clear that Rav Papa also agrees in Abishol, he's Chayzer. Let's see. The time went to the price as follows. The Chatur B'Shal Gagal, the Pasuk says, by Me'ila. This is about a person commits the Isra of Me'ila. He's Nenef from Egdish. He's Me'ila from Egdish. He has to bring Asher Me'ilas. The Pasuk says, I think we did start reading this last week already. The Chatur B'Shal Gagal, Prat L'Mezin, that excludes someone who did it B'Mezin. Me'ila B'Mezin is exempt, is excluded, I should say, from the carbon Me'ila. Valei Dinu. Isn't it a kal v'chaymer? Umasha mitzvah shechayv him. Karis madach other mitzvahs one chayv karis. Peiter b'mesa meizid madach other mitzvahs one chayv karis. Yet he's putter on a mezid mila shechayv makaris. And then she put us a mezid regular chayv karis. A person when he does a veir which has in a karis, but he did it b'shegig, he brings a carbon. But when he did it b'mezid, he doesn't bring a carbon. Right? So madach regular chayv karis, which is the mer takes regret as mochamer. when he does b'meizah, he's patur from a carbon. So b'ila, which doesn't even have karis, when you do b'meizah, ain't that patur from a mezon? Certainly the mezon is patur from karis. What was Usher Alexander? Point number two, question that we had on this type of ideas. So we obviously did read this last week. What was the question? Adrabba. The more chummer it is, maybe you don't have an opportunity to get a kapara with a carbon. But the more kal it is, you have an opportunity to get a carbon, jump into Taisvis. Taisvis says the kasha. Taisvis says, Enachrami, Taisvis says the kasha. It says, we could have answered that the kasha doesn't begin, the whole kalachermit isn't a kalachermit to begin with because of that aura, but we've merged and deflected with a different deflection anyway. Enachrami, very good. Says Gemara, Layim Amrit, Bashar Mitzvahs, Shekin, Leichai Mem, Misa, Tamar Bilishchai Mem Misa. Gemara says not so fast. Other mitzvahs, which have a tzachiv karas, or in general other mitzvahs, you don't have misa b'dei shemayim. Mila has the punishment, Mi'ila has the punishment of misa b'dei shemayim. And maybe that's the chumrah. Therefore, I would think that just like misa b'dei shemayim, therefore, even when it's b'mezid, it has the din of carbon. Tamalem or bishkaga, therefore the pasuk says, v'chata bishkaga tells me, prat l'mezid. Kamsiksu, dafka mezid. Side point, by the way, the Ramchava asks, the pasuk we're darshing the words v'chata bishkaga. The word chait, the Gemara tells us, which is very relevant now in doing slichas. The word chait, right? We always say in the Yigam Midas, right? We talk about chait, and in general, we're going to be clapping al chait and davening for kapara. So we have the various lashanas. The lashon of chait always connotes a chait, an avera, b'shegig. That's what chait typically means. Chait means chait b'shegig, right? As opposed to pshia, as opposed to a pesha and avain, those are more rebellious or mezid, right? Chait is b'shegig. So what's v'chata b'shgaga? Isn't v'chata, by definition, b'shgaga? As if Rav Chava answers Rav Chava very simple, that chait is like the word behema. Meaning, behema encompasses all animals, chayas and behemoths, domesticated animals and wild animals, but behema itself specifically means domestic animals. Behema could be a general term describing all animals. We find a few words like that. They're general, they describe a category, or I should say an entire category, and then they have a specific meaning for a specific category. You find also by locations, by cities, of course. I mean, where I grew up, there's also New York State and there's New York City, right? It's the concepts, not a steer we've had in Gemara, it's also other places like that, other ideas like that. Okay, fine. So that's the idea of chet chat b'shgaga. But the point is, we have to darshan with chat b'shgaga, that there's no carbon by a mezid, only by a shegig. We need the pasuk, because I would have thought that me'ila, which has mis v'dei shemayim, is mochamer, and therefore it could have a carbon by a mezid as well, kamash malad. Which Gemara is very bothered by the obvious question. You start off saying, ma, dachwin this karis. And there's a variable which is karis. B'meiz, it doesn't mean carbon. What does that mean? L'chara, kol shkein, anything less than karis, meaning including misa b'dei shemayim. And they say, no, misa b'dei shemayim is chamer because misa b'dei shemayim. Which one is it? What's more chamer, misa b'dei shemayim or karis? Says Umar, Amar Nach Bayitzlik, Vamar Nachman Bayitzlik, Lur Chim Ravin, Haitanam e Kari Alim Lay Karis. Initially started off that karis is more chamer than misa b'dei shemayim. V'b'sefali me misa. And then he says, no, I need a pasuk by Mila because Mila is misa b'dei shemayim. So what happened? All of a sudden, misa b'dei shemayim became more chamer. V'yamar Lay. Again, remember, there's all the buildup to get to the factor of Papa holds that even Abishol's maskim, all you need is Shev Pruta by Truma and not a Kazayas. We'll get there. Vamalei, and Achir Rabban says, Trev Nachman Yitzchak, Hach Kamar, Leim Amrit Bashar Mitzvahs. You have to stick into the price a little bit of, I don't want to say a dray, but we're not talking about necessarily chorus over there. Leim Amrit Bashar Mitzvahs, for example, Leim Amrit by Shar Mitzvahs, that what? Shekein Lechir Ba Misa Bepachas Makazayas, Time of Mila, sorry, I got him myself. This is not getting to other Yisroim yet. We can still talk about the cases of Karas. But Leim Amr Bashar Mitzvahs, where you're only Chayiv, when you used to have, let's say, Kazayas, you're Chayiv for eating a Kazayas. Time of Mila, Shechayiv Bamisa Bepachas Bekazayas. Mila is a Chayiv, even less than a Kazayas. So you can't be made proof that other Yisroim, which, yeah, may have a Chayiv Karas and may not have a din of carbon b'mezid, yeah, but they also are restricted, so to speak, only over if you have a kazayas. Tamar b'me'ilu, which has an iser even less than a kazayas, and just like it has an iser even less than a kazayas, maybe also has a carbon even by the mezid, says the Gemara. So really what's coming out is, we're not really pointing that misa b'dei shemayim is more chamer than karas, we're pointing that me'ilu is more chamer, and that it's subject to its chayat even by less than a kazayas. V'amalei, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya, Gishmak. It's interesting. Rav Nachman is going to give his own answer shortly, but he says to Rav Chiya, Tanuch da'it chashash nuch da'zaiti. Your mind should be at ease because you've given my mind ease. He's going to give his own answer coming up in Alam Gimel Aleph. But right now he says to Rav Chiya, your mind should be at ease because you gave me ease. Dirabba, my nichusa. What's the nichusa? The Gemara is bothered. What's the nechus lechur? It's not such a simple answer. To Rabbi Rav Sheshes, Shadu Bei Nagra, Rabbi Rav Sheshes, they threw an axe into this answer. Man Shamalei Da'amar Tapav Lam Gemal. Hizib Amila Misa. Who's the author that says that Mezib Amila has Misa Bei Shemayim? Rebbe. The Tanya, his Mila Rabbi Misa Chamer Bazara. There's a machlekes between Rabbi and Chamer whether amazed by Mila, whether Mez Mila gets Misa Shmayim or gets Azara. Rebbe's of the opinion that Mez Mila gets Misa Shmayim. Chamer say he only gets Azara. So who are we going in over here? Going in Rebbe. First, let's understand my time in the Rebbe. Let's try Rebbe. I'm Revo. Gamar Chait Chaim Truma because he learns Zayish Shav Chait Chaim Truma. The reason for Rebbe is because he learns that from Truma. That's going to lead to our problem. He learns a Chait from Truma. That what? Ma Truma Misa. Just like Truma is someone who eats Truma, amazing, wasn't supposed to eat, gets Chayim Misa Bidei Shemayim. Af Mila Misa, so to Mila is Misa Bidei Shemayim. So even Mazin. So Rebbe learns from Truma that Mila B'meiz is Chayim Misa Bidei Shemayim. Okay, so what's the problem? Umina. Now let's take the Gzeir Shava further. Once you have Gzeir Shava, go all the way. Ma Truma B'Gazayis, Af Mila B'Gazayis. So you're going in a circle. Your whole answer was that by Mila, even by Misa Bidei Shemayim, which is Rebbe Shita, the reason why the Chumra of Mila is not the Misa Bidei Shemayim, but the Chumra of Mila is the Kazayis Shabai. But the whole sheet that says Mila B'Mezid, we're going in Mila B'Mezid, we have been discussing that even though Mila B'Mezid, Mis B'Shmayim, should still be Chayef a carbon, we don't have a Kabbal Chaymer. Why? Because it's Chayef even by less than a Kazayas. L'chayef, if you learn from Truma, you should say that you're not Chayef less than a Kazayas. Says the Gemara. So back to the question. So why was Rabbi Yitzchak, why was he satisfied with his answer? Umaskar of Papa. And if Papa then went back and defended Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin's answer, and why Rav Nachman Yitzchak would have been satisfied with his answer? What did Rav Chiya say? What did Rav Papa say? My Rebbe Kerabbanis Virlei, Dilma Kabbashalos Virlei. Slow down. Who said Rebbe Michal holds like the Rabbanan? Who said he holds like the Rabbanan? Maybe like Tanakama. Maybe he holds like Abashol. Dharma Yesh Bashava Pruta Afagav Las Pagazayas. Abashol is of the opinion that when the Zerv Shav Pruta, even if there's no Kazayas, Afagav Las Pagazayas, you're going to be Chayev. So, very clearly. Sorry? Truma. Remember, Machlekes Abishol, the Machlekes Abishol, and the Chum was by Truma. One is what over for eating Truma, he's over for eating either Kazayas or Shavapruta. Or Shavapruta. But, what does the Prophet say? That who says you hold like the Rabbanan and you need Kazayas? Your question by Me'ila is based on you telling me Pachas Kazayas is Chayev. How is a Chayev you learn from Truma? And Truma less than Kazayas is not Chayev. So, must mean you need Kazayas? No, you don't. According to Abishol, all you need is a Shavapruta, not a Kazayas. Your whole question is if you hold, they need a Kazayas by Truma. But you don't need a Kazayas by Truma. All you need is a Shavapruta. But what do you see? What we need? Rav Papa's saying now that quote Abishol, all you need is Shavapruta, not Kazayas. That's the right of Papa's Chazer. But we'll spell that out in a second for us. But the point is, let's not lose track of our Cheshbon. Our Cheshbon is like this. We were bothered that we're saying that Mila is a Chumra, Yichayev Yivla is a Kazayas. But you tell me the problem is that like we're going in Rebbe, and Rebbe says that Mila is Mishmashmayim, and Rebbe's Mishmashmayim, but Mila is learned that from Truma. And Truma, you need a Kazayas. Answer is no. Truma, maybe you only need a Kazayas. All you need is a Shavapruta. Period. That's so therefore, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said good to Rabbi Chiya Rabba and Saras was good. And Rabbi Yitzchak said to him, you appease my das, you answer my question, and the attack was a good answer. But Rav Papa's defending of the answer only works if you say that according to Abishol, Yechayef by Truma, and Huadim Amil, according to this, less than a Kezayas, meaning Shavar Prud loans enough. Says the Gemara, what do you see? I have Rav Papa with Amar Abishol, Tarti boy. I have Rav Papa says, Rav Abishol holds you need both Kezayas and Shavar Pruta. El Shema Min Hadabe must be he was Chayzer. So, okay, a couple quick points to this. Shema Kishak for Tayyar. Sorry? If one eats a Shavar Pruta of Truma, less than a Kezayas, what do you mean? He's got according to Abishol, he's got to pay a Kerem HaChemish. According to Tariq Chum, he doesn't. It's Machlekes. No, you mix up two things. Regular Truma, Truma wants Chayef eating Truma, a non-Kerem eating Truma is Chayef. A non-Kerem eating Truma is Chayef. We're discussing separately, Me'ila is what Chayef Me'ila B'Mezid or not. Right? We'll go after this year. A couple of good points. First of all, Tosfos asked your question, we spoke about it before. Karis versus Misa Bidei Shemayim. Let's do one quick point, then we'll go further. Karis, we know, includes a person, Nebuchadnezzar, is chayav subject to Karis. Is chayav Karis that he dies as young, typically 60 is what the age we say. A person who lives to 60 needs to make a suda because out of the age of Karis. He also, Karis includes Karis also losing the children. Karis Harimi includes losing children. Misa Bidei Shemayim also means dying young, doesn't say how old, but doesn't encompass losing children. However, the svara, the tzadik to say misa is mochamer, is that misa shmaim includes losing one's money. Apparently, part of the parashah misa shmaim would be to lose one's money. So therefore, that would be svara to say misa shmaim mochamer. So we're talking about karas, misa shmaim, which is mochamer. There would be a chamer that's found in misa shmaim that we don't seem to find by karas. Now, Chassam Sefer points out that Me'ila has another chumra. Me'ila has another chumra. We've been trying to look for chumras. We're going to come up, the Gemara's come up with a couple more answers now. Two more answers to Rav Nachman's question about Me'ila having chumras, the chumras, but the Chassam Sefer is a very basic chumra. Me'ila lach is, we learn from, I believe it's actually from Truma, but we learn, right, the din of Me'ila applies even by, with shlichas. Typically of a klal, ein shlich dvar avera. But since there's a drush that shlichas applies by Me'ila, by definition Me'ila is avera, Me'ila is the unique case where we say yesh shlich dvar avera. So why did Gemara say that the havmin and why Me'ila is chayav a carbon, even by amazed, and that's in the apostolic, is because Me'ila is another, Me'ila, don't be mekav chaymer, Me'ila is a chumra that it's chayav even b'shlichas, Me'ila chayav b'shlichas, and we say yesh shlich dvar avera. Shtar ka'ara from the Chassam Sefer, and the Chassam Sefer, a beautiful teretz, it's a nice chap. The Tosafot points out that by Shagigin, there's no svar of Divir Rav, Divir Talmud, Divir Mishayman. Meaning, the whole logic of Ancient Shlich Arveira is that why are you listening to the Shliach, to the Mishaleach, you Mr. Shliach? Why are you listening to the guy I said? You listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu not to do it. If he tells you to do it, you should listen to Hashem. And the fact that you decide to do it, that's your own achrayas, therefore your chayev, it doesn't have a din of shlichas. But by definition, by a Shagig, we don't say a word of. The whole idea of Me'ila typically is by Shagig, not by Mezid, right? Me'ila by Shagig, not by Mezid. By Shagig, we don't say you should have listened. You didn't know. The whole thing is by mistake. The whole idea of, right, Divrei Adim Tam B'Shayman only applies when you know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing, it wouldn't make sense to have Divrei Adim Tam B'Shayman. If that's the case, that's why Shagig applies. So in the case of Mezid, maybe in Shagig wouldn't apply to Akram, in case of Mezid. And therefore, that couldn't be the Chumra, Ma'is Shemar Gachab, for the Chumzeb. Okay, so there are two more answers and we'll stop. Mar Bred Ravana Amar, Hach Gamar, here is what the Bryce was saying. Again, we were trying to say why we need a drasha, and you can't have a kalav chaymer to say that there is no carbon by meila be mezid. Le'emar b'sham mitzvah shelo yasavim she'enu miskaven miskaven. Not if you tell me that other mitzvahs where we make a miskaven like a miskaven. Meaning by Shabbos, the lacha is. Sorry, shalayas, but we don't make emes gavas gavas. Shabbos, of course, we know the halacha is that a person does melach of Shabbos, he's only chayev if he does it, b'kivun, if he does the shleba kavan, if it's enem eskaven, he's not chayev, mechaz b'shabbat asotera, right? So, by Shabbos, you don't make enem eskaven, enem eskaven, and the Mar explains, shem eskaven lach techaz atolish chat techaz mechubar. Let's say he intended to cut a cucumber that he thought was already cut, and ultimately cut a cucumber that wasn't cut. He did a real act of plisha on Shabbos. The halacha is over there. He's shepater. He's pater. Taim Rabbi Meila she'im eskaven leschamim begize chulam eschamim begize oila shemal. The guy had a mind to warm himself up with the wool, the shearings of regular chulam, and he warmed himself up with the shearings of an oila. He's over Meila. So ain't eskaven my Meila is over. Ain't eskaven Shabbos not over. Don't bring me kavuchayrus in your madach. Were they amazing? Stop. Don't be amazing. Mila is mochamer. Mila is a chumer that you find that even when a person makes a mistake, in a miskaven is chayev. So too, maybe amazed is chayev a carbon. Of course, it's mochamer. Simple. Rav Nachman Bitzik himself gives an answer. It's funny. He said before, remember, pointed out, he was tenuach. He said shkayach to Rabbi Avin for giving an answer and making, you know, you should have ease of mind because you gave me ease of mind. He has one answer as well. Hachamer. Here's what the Bryce was saying. Layim amrit b'shar mitzvah shkayin l'mischayvem. Shayim misasik. Very similar idea, but this is even a stronger case of lack of kivun and Shabbos. Misasik is he did it without even realizing it. It's preoccupied. His lashon, like the example is he had a mind. Let's say the example they give us, he had a mind to pick up a knife from the ground and he picked up a cucumber and detached it. He didn't even have a mind to pick up a cucumber. Chal. One is he had a mind to cut a cucumber and he was cut, but he cut the wrong one. This is dinamai mechal. It's misasik totally. Le'emar b'shar mitzvah shekein lemischayev ben shein misasik misasik. By other mitzvahs, we don't treat a chiyev. We don't make a chiyev one who's not misasik. Person who's misasik to a person who's not misasik, we don't treat the same. Avad is someone who is misasik as pater, only an ain misasik is chayev. Taimar, Shem Niskav, like we had the Murgh's example, Labias Atalish, Bachatach is Machubar, Shapater. If he had a mind to pick up that which is already detached, and he picked up that which is attached still, he's going to be pater. Taimar Me'ila, Shem Hashi Yad Lakli, Little Chavis. He stuck his hand into a kli to take out something from the kli. And what happened? He didn't realize there's oil of Kaidish. Vesach Biyade, Shem 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 oil of hegdish, I should say, in this kli that is going to be marl, even though he had no intent. Bechal, he's totally misasik. So we see over there, just like Mila has a chumra, the guy misasik. Maybe I would have Avmina has a chumra, the guy be carbon as well. Kamash on the pasuk, chata b'shkaga, only shaykh is a carbon and nothing else. Amavar, let's see. Let's just start this next. We're not going to complete it. Let's at least start it. This is going back in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis. I'm not sure if we discuss about Truma on Pesach. When is it talking about Dafka? If you separated Truma from and it became chametz afterwards, that's when he kept Truma of chametz on Pesach. Alvivish chametz Truma. But what if on Pesach alone he separated chametz as Truma? Divriak kol any kedusha. Everyone agrees one separates existing chametz on Pesach as Truma. That's nothing. Chametz on Pesach is garnished. It's you can't eat it. You can't have anah, and therefore it's not considered Truma. Tosfos says that the Gemara is going to ask a question right now. Menon immediately. How do we know this? I want to be a source. Who needs a pasuk? It's bashit. It's valueless. It's wordless. Tasis if the was going in Rabbi Yisai Glili. Remember Rabbi Yisai Glili, like the sheet that what? Can't eat chametz Pesach, but? Excellent. But the bana. And according to Rabbi Yisai Glili, you think maybe the chuma could be good. Kamash, why not? What's the source? The pasuk says, give it to the kain, the leila eirei. Give it to the kain, but not for firewood. The pasuk says, give the kain the chuma, but not for firewood. The fact that it could only be used for firewood, you can't eat it, therefore makes it no good. Now that fits beautiful, like a basic lead. You can't have hana, but you can't eat also, but you can have hana. Masa barfuna beit b'shua. Ain't time to, you know what? I don't want to run through this. Let's pause over here, and we'll pick up this Gemara tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.